still has a cut to higher education, although smaller than right. originally opposed. I thought I heard you suggest on the floor that this is about the best we can do given the state's financial circumstances.
Well, keep in mind, I mean, from the high water mark of 2008, we are still short for this year that we're currently in, 2011, you know, just about $1 billion short in general revenue. And if things go as projected for 2012, we will still be over $800 million short in general revenue from 2008. And so if you think of things progressing up to 2008 and being funded by general revenue and then having what happened in the national economy and in the state of Missouri impact that, you know, we're still not back from that yet. And what we're seeing now is, you know, for this year alone, there's an additional $200 million in the funding formula to make up for the loss of $200 million that was in there last year from our money. So we basically are weaning ourselves off of that money, I think, as was intended. And to do that, it takes general revenue, and we'll find that general revenue and fund those things we need to fund, such as K through 12 and higher ed.
Did you do anything with the budget this year in anticipation of further budget holes next year?
Well, we certainly didn't increase anything. You know, I think it was the intention of the committee to be as fiscally responsible as we could be with the projections we had. You know, and I think that was all the way from the governor's budget to what the House has. I think that's what everyone is doing. We heard some discussion on the floor about the fact that next year could be a very, very difficult budget year, and that is very possible. And as we heard some of the members point out, for example, the K through 12 money, enhanced FMAP money, and some other funding, which is kind of the tail end of federal one-time money that is in this budget, will not be available next year. We will have, hopefully, an increase in general revenue. We do anticipate general revenue to keep going up and things to keep moving along as the economy progresses. But there could be a fairly substantial shortfall next year.
Senator Green made a point on the floor in which he said that this budget right here is being balanced on things like the MoRx program going away, several other items, he was suggesting that we're $100 million out of balance potentially in this budget if the legislature doesn't pass things, or, you know, like MoRx is back on the FRA bill.
Well, really the only thing that is counted on in this budget is the governor's proposal for tax amnesty. And I'm confident that'll go through. We account for that with about $20 million in this budget coming from tax amnesty. House, I think, has closer to 50 because they had put some amendments on their version and expanded it a bit. You know, you deal with that in any given year. That is always the case, and you try to use your best possible judgment for where things are going to go. But on a proposal like that from the governor, which is part of the governor's budget, I think it's reasonable to move forward on that.
But things like the MoRx is now on your FRA bill coming out of the House. That's a $15, $20 million item. The Medicaid expansion, you found $20 million by saying, well, Medicaid is not going to grow as fast as what was originally thought. And, you know, if that doesn't happen, you'll be back here spending $20 million on Medicaid.
Well, I mean, that's true. You do see things in the supplemental budget from time to time that caseload growth is a good example. But one parameter that we did set out in the committee with staff early on was to give us the best projections possible on caseload growth so that we wouldn't have an anticipated supplemental on something like caseload growth. That's not to say that you're absolutely not going to have it, but there have been times likely in the past where budgets have been balanced on the understanding that something, if it doesn't meet the amount that it otherwise should, you can come back and supplemental. And we certainly didn't build anything like that into this budget. We tried to make everything based on the best faith effort that we had on the best numbers. And so when you see the decrease actually in cost to continue and caseload growth, that is actually based on more accurate and up-to-date data that the staff had than, frankly, the governor had, you know, 4 or 5 months ago when he was putting it together.
What's the biggest disappointment you have with this budget?
Well, you know, I think any time that you still have a 4.8% cut to higher education, I think even though that we attempted to do everything we could to minimize the governor's 7% cut, you know, there's still more that we could do as a state of Missouri for both K through 12 and higher education. But again, we have to live within the confines of the budget that we have. We do have a constitutional amendment that requires us to have a balanced budget. And so we're not going to spend more than we have. But in better times, I would hope that it would be the will of the General Assembly as well as the governor to show that commitment to education and maybe fund that in a different or better way.
The folks who were so against federal funding have indicated that 18 is going to be a real headache. How are you going to deal with that, or what are your thoughts about getting ready for that situation?
Well, I wasn't part of that agreement, so if they have a proposal to cut that out of House Bill 18, I haven't seen their proposal yet on what they intend to cut out of House Bill 18. Nor am I aware of other members of the Appropriations Committee being part of that agreement. So I imagine that we'll have that discussion at some point.
Is it important to you that that bill pass, that those projects continue to be funded?
House Bill 18?
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have it yet, though, do you?
No, we don't. The House still has it. So we won't know what's in it until we get it from the House.
The shortfall in next year's budget, I think you've described on the floor, could range from $200 million to $700
million? That's the range that you hear. But again, that's the difficulty of saying, well, next year is going to be really, really bad. And so even though right now we are crafting a budget for 2012, let's look to 2013 and make decisions that potentially have very serious impacts on citizens of the state of Missouri, when really you're far enough out that you don't have all the information that you really need. And so, for example, last year we heard that this budget year was going to be the worst budget year ever. And actually, we've seen an increase in general revenue and things. Really, they're not great by any means. As I said, in this budget year, we're still down $1 billion in general revenue, $800 million for next year. But things aren't as devastating as some people predicted. Now, not everybody predicted that. But again, that's why when you're making very serious decisions, whether it's education or healthcare or anything else that we do in this building that has a substantial impact on people's lives, we don't make those decisions lightly, and it is best, in my opinion, and I think in the view of most on the committee when we looked at this issue, is to not make those decisions until you have all of the best information you can have to make the decision. And so, for example, on some of those, it's simply too far out to predict what's going to happen in 2013 at this point, other than to say we do know that there is some one-time federal money in the 2012 budget that will not be there in 2013.
How much it need?
It's over $300 million.
How big are the differences between what the Senate just passed today and what the House sent you? And I'm asking because does that mean the conference committee will be very contentious, or are you close enough to agreement on most of these bills?
Well, I think that there are obviously some things that we're going to have to discuss. Just like anything else, sometimes some items get put in over at the House on the floor quickly at the end, and it's hard to say if those really are the will of the House, and sometimes we take those out, and I would suspect that we might not hear on some of those, but I'm sure there will be issues that we will discuss and have to come to resolution on.
And the $300 million you mentioned for federal one-time funds, does that include like the things like what Senator Lemke tried to cut at the end, the $60 million that is for the technology, or is this $300 million that is built?
No, that would include
structure
it would include all those things.
Okay.
But it would include the $189 million, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. How many amendments did Senator Lemke offer tonight?
I don't know.
But it'll be in the journal.
None of them went on, so...
Were you surprised at the vociferousness of some of the no votes on those amendments?
The no votes on the amendments?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, not on the bills themselves, but on the amendments? Well, again, the Appropriations Committee meets very frequently, puts in a lot of long hours, and a lot of time and effort's gone into the budget. And I think that most of the body recognizes that by the time the budget gets to this point, it's had a lot of eyes look at it. It's had a lot of people working on it. And so it really is in a form that most people are comfortable with. And so, I think most people feel strongly that by the time we get to this point and get out to the floor, it's a solid budget and they're ready to move on with it.